Have you seen how many people are out there? There are lots, lots and lots. There are so many that I can't count. I can't count. I'm a scientist and I can't count. That's how many people there are out there. So many. And they're all waiting for me to present. I can't do this. I can't do this. Mm-mm, I can't do it. No. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm withdrawing. I am withdrawing from the science fair because I don't need that grant. I mean, yes, I do need that grant. I need the money. But no, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I was going to. No, I can't. But if I don't, I. I can't do it. I can't. You think I can do it? Well, you would say that. You're my best friend. You're saying it because I'm a good scientist. And because you're my best friend. You're saying it because I'm a good scientist. You're my best friend and I put a lot of work in. And because you're my best friend, but you said that bit. But people, you know I don't do public talking. It's hard enough to try to tell you. I mean, I haven't told you and I haven't told you anything. I mean, I'm fine. I can do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get up on stage and I'm going to present. No, it's a bad idea. It's a really bad idea. It's not a good idea. I mean, I really need the money though. Tea's expensive. No, I didn't spend all of my student loan on tea. I also spent it on biscuits. What? I have a problem and I'm stressed because I'm in... And I can't tell you because... reasons. I'm not hiding anything. Obviously I'm hiding something. You know I'm hiding something. But I'm having a bit of a... I'm a bit stressed, okay? We can deal with that later. Although we might deal with it when I'm on stage. But no, we won't. Because I'm not going to go on stage. So I'm not going to say what I was going to say. And... what? They just said my name. They just said my name. I'm not going. What? Don't push me out on stage. Hello, everybody. It's me, Dr. Honey. I'm here to present my invention. Where is my invention? One moment, please. Can I have... Give me. Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Honey again. Sorry about that. I'll stop waving. I'm here to present my invention. This is... Have you... I'll be honest. I did prepare a speech, but it wasn't about the invention. Because the invention, my invention, because I designed it, I built it. It speaks for itself. It does actually speak for itself, but I mean it speaks for itself. And I know that once you see it, once you see it, you will give me the money. You'll give me the money. And I need the money for tea and biscuits and research. Lots of research, not just tea and biscuits, because I am a scientist and I invented this and I will reveal it. But I do have a speech that I will be making afterwards. But first, I'm very pleased to present to you my invention, Portly the Robot Corgi. This is where you applaud. You're all just... You're not applauding. And oh, you're all going, ah. Yes, he is very cute. And I know you have a question. You're asking why I made a robot in the shape of a corgi. And my question in return is, why are not all robots in the shape of a corgi? Behold! Is he not majestic? Is he not fluffy? Is he not the cutest good boy ever? This is Portly. And this is why you should give me all the money, and not because I have to pay off my tea dealer. Because I don't have a problem. I can stop drinking tea anytime. But, Portly! You're clapping!
Yay!
Wow, you're all really clapping and you're standing up and you're whooping. Yay. So, I have a speech, but it's not for you. Well, it is. It's for you. Could you come out and stay? It's okay. This is my best friend, and, well, I have something to tell you. And, you might have wondered why I made a robot corgi. Well, I needed something soft to cuddle because I... Have you ever been in love, audience? I say audience because I don't know your names. No, you don't need to tell me your names. No, it's fine. We'll just go with audience for now. Have you ever been in love? It's wonderful, isn't it? That warm, fuzzy feeling, like a corgi. You're a good boy. And, it's great. It's wonderful. But, I mean, sometimes it's not so wonderful. Like, when you're in love with your best friend, and you're scared to confess it, because it might ruin things, and I'm a very cautious scientist, unless I've had a lot of tea, and I've had a lot of tea today. Because I am not in love with you. I keep doing that, and I shouldn't, because I am going to tell you. But I've been saying that for the last year or so. 18 months, 24 days, 7 hours, and how many? 17 minutes, according to Portly. Not that he has a countdown, he totally has a countdown. But I decided that on this stage, in front of all of you, that I was going to confess my love to you. Because it seemed like a good idea at the time. And it was Portly's idea. Portly did it. It was all Portly. It was him. But you can't be angry at him because... Puppy Dog Eyes! Portly, Puppy Dog Eyes, yes. Behold the power of Puppy Dog Eyes. See, this is why you should give me the money. I need to pay off my tea dealer. Because I'm going to be drinking a lot of tea because I just confessed my love in public on a stage. But you can't be angry, right? Because Portly? You're not angry. Yay, see? Audience, the Puppy Dog Eyes... Puppy Dog Eyes had nothing to do with it. So why aren't you angry? Because I just kind of confessed my love in front of lots of people. Lots and lots. And I still can't count because I'm not nervous. I'm terrified. I'm not very good at public speaking. Puppy Dog Eyes? Oh well, I can do Puppy Dog Eyes. Puppy Dog Eyes, I love you. Not that you have to. I mean, that was unfair. You what? You love me. You love me? You love me? Oh no. The power of Puppy Dog Eyes. I have misused the power of Puppy Dog Eyes and all oh, that. Oh, you were in love with me before I did Puppy Dog Eyes? Me? Are you sure? Dr. Honey? Tea addict? I'm not addicted, audience. I'm totally not addicted. Slightly addicted. Me? So, your best friend. You know who I am. So, you... Wow? Oh? Wow? Wow? Oh, boy. Oh boy. Wow. Another feature of the robot corgi. He provides emergency tea ration. Hot. Round of applause. Thank you. You're a good boy, Portly. So you're in love with me. And don't take my tea away. I'm not under the influence. I'm just, you know, stressed because I'm in love with you and you're gorgeous and you're so smart and you believe in me and you make me think that I can do anything like confess my love on stage. And I did. Because I'm in love with you and you love me. And And does that mean I win the grant? Because love confession, come on. I need the money. Not for tea. For the webbing for the robot spider I'm going to make. Because spiders are cute. I win? Really? Robot spiders? That's what it took? I mean, not the corgi. Robot spider? Do you know how much work I put into Portly? Have you seen the size of his ass? You're not fat. You're just well built. Darling, I win. We win. We're rich. I just called you darling, and you're coming in really close, and are you going to kiss me? You're going to kiss me. I need to stop talking so you can kiss me. So, kiss me. What's wrong? Oh, they're all watching. We should go. No. We're not kissing on stage. We're not. No. If I want the grant, I have. Well, that's not fair. I thought the robot spiders were enough. Darling, I know this is a bad start to our relationship. Not that I'm assuming we're going to have a relationship. We're going to have a relationship. Would you mind kissing me so I can pay off my tea dealer? It's a bit. I mean, I don't owe him a lot. I just, you know, it's nothing that stealing the crown jewels won't solve. You'll kiss me? Is it for the money? Oh, it's because you love me. Hey, don't call me a Muppet. I am not a Muppet. I am Dr. Honey. The Muppet. I have a title. So, this is... Were you going to kiss me? Wait, is that a spotlight? Are you kidding me? Talk about pressure. No, wait. I can do better. I can do... I'm a scientist. I believe that you have to do repeated. Just come here. What? Oh, money? Oh, the money. We're rich. And I'm your girlfriend? I'm your girlfriend. I am Dr. Honey. Girlfriend! Thank you. And look at this, Portly. Seat! Applause!